prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing their economies on their way down? The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul for November 2020. Welcome back to the program. We're glad you're with us. This is our last night having Russ Dizdar on, and my gosh, how fast this week went by. The hour with Russ is like saying a 5-minute hello to somebody. That's how intriguing and interesting his conversations are. But before we go to Russ, I want to make a couple of announcements, please. Tomorrow being Thursday, of course, it's office day. And I should be in the office all day tomorrow to take phone calls from 9 to 4 Eastern. Or call us. I really do. At 800-777-4403. Or if you have long distance, you can save us some money, folks. If you call 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. And we'll be here tomorrow to just chat a while or take an order or whatever you want to do. We're here, folks, for that purpose. This is a ministry. I do not get paid for this. This is something I've been called to do, and overall, I thoroughly enjoy doing it. I've learned one thing, that working for Christ and trying to keep in His will is not a burdensome thing. It can be tiresome sometimes, as it was to Christ before we went to the cross. It was hard. There are times it can be discouraging and frustrating. But the rewards are far greater than anything this world can throw at you to make it contrary. Be in office tomorrow. And we're having church this coming Saturday. We're going to do a very, very, very important Bible study. I hope you'll join us. You can watch us if you want to on your computer by going to PastorButch.com and click it on live stream. Now, folks, that live stream costs us around $2,500 a year to have it on there. We do it because people do like to watch, and hope you'll join us tomorrow. You can watch us live. You'll see a number on the screen if you want to call and talk to us while we're doing the broadcast or doing the teaching or the current events, ask questions, make comments. You can be part of the whole thing. It's not about me. It's about the ministry for Christ. You can watch on live stream, or you can call and listen on the telephone. Two different numbers here. Here you go. The first phone number is 605-562-0489. Again, that's 605-562-0489. And the second number is 641-741-2866. 641-741-2866 to join us Saturday. In Bible study, if you missed that tonight, you can call tomorrow at the office and ask them to give you all the information all over again. We'd love for you to join us. I do mean that. And don't forget, we have 4 bottles of REM sleep left. And folks, there won't be more until probably at least February. We went through a pretty good stock of it pretty quickly because the product works. We have 4, as I mentioned, Monday night. If there may be some going already, I haven't seen the orders this week yet from when y'all call Lisa. But we had 4 left at last count. And once they're going for a while. So if you do use it, you may want to try to get some if you can, okay? That's all I can say right now. We're going back to our guest tonight, Russ Dizdar. And we're going to talk about a lot more things tonight and get into some detail and have you maybe make some phone calls if you want to. Now, I will say this, if you're watching the presidential race, I don't know why you're watching it, to tell you the truth. But anyway, it's frustrating, and not because Biden's losing or Trump's losing all that. No, no, it's just it's fraud. It's fraud from beginning to end. And we all know that. We knew that whenever Bush ran against Al Gore. We knew about the fraud. We know it for years. So it shouldn't surprise you folks to see things happen here. And this will not go away lightly. This will be contested for Lord knows how long in the future. And what could happen in the meantime, only God knows. But anyway, that's a different topic, different night. Tonight we're talking to Russ Dizdar. We're talking about demons, devils, their influence on society. And what they're working with right now, and where they dwell. We found last night that they dwell in the heavens above us. They literally dwell there. They can see the future somewhat. They can predict things in the future. They can actually come into your presence if you like, and you can summon them with a Ouija board. And my gosh, folks, I hope you have more sense than that. You can summon them through seances, and they will come, and they will come into you and possess you. If you allow them, that's even for Christians. Don't think Christians are immune. You open the door, believe me, Satan's not bashful. He'll come right on, he'll send me right in and possess you also. So we have to be very cautious. This is a war, folks, as the theme song says. This is a war for the souls and minds of people. And the church as a whole has forgotten that. They've laid down the sword and shield and decided to just sit back and wait for the rapture. I guess they're not doing much about all this. Now, Russ Dizdar, may I say one more time, it's an honor to have you again tonight, and thank you for taking time out of your absolutely overwhelming schedule to join us. Thank you.
It's good to be with you. Good to be in the middle of watching warfare on the physical level too. This political thing that we're seeing right here, there's a spiritual backdrop to it. That's what the scriptures teach about all this. So it's not just physical. What we're seeing here is a manifestation of a behind-the-scenes battle and in which direction the spirit of Antichrist, or will we have in a real sense, a spirit of freedom? Will we have the freedom to do what we do? Either way, we're going to obey the Lord. We're going to, that's the thing, whatever culture, whether you're in China or Russia or United States, you and I are here to stand for the Lord and to stand strong. Russia is packed with possessed people. I've even offered to go to Russia. I've been putting word out to Mr. Putin. We'd come there and preach the gospel and do deliverances, because they got a major problem with Satanism over there. But so do we here, and that's the backdrop. And more darkness is to come, but it never negates the power and the freedom.
Amen.
And the new life.
Amen.
And the assured hope that we have.
Amen. That's exactly right. And that is the hope. It's the only hope we truly have, folks. There's no hope in this world. No hope in Trump or Biden, either one. Our hope is in Christ only. But Russ, I want to get in some details tonight, because we're going to be through this so quickly. You mentioned last night, of course, that a lot of the powers dwell in the heavens, as Scripture says, that he's the prince of power of the air. We know they dwell in the heavens. We know they get involved in the affairs of men as individuals and nations. But I want you were part of a video that I watched some time back entitled Hollow Earth. I believe it's Hollow Earth. Is it Hollow Earth the name of it?
Correct.
Yeah, okay. Phenomenal video. I really enjoyed it. Talk about powerful and exposing things that a lot of folks never thought about. The underground activities, even with underground bases and all that. Now, this is not science fiction, is it?
No, not at all. I mean, that's part of the whole thing. Even the book of Revelation talks about when eventually the beast, the Antichrist system is being, the wrath of God is coming. Where do they go? But they go to the underground. They go back into what's already been prepared to hide from the face of the Lamb of God, the wrath of the Lamb. So it doesn't surprise me that we hear about even Russia and other places, massive underground tunnels, almost like entire cities. A lot of the military bases are that way. And it's just, it's incredible.
Well, let me ask you this before I get out of line too far ahead. Do devils, fallen angels, whatever you want to call them, interact with people and not only underground, but on this earth, an underground basis, and teach them things as it did the Nazis. Is that true?
Well, I believe so, yeah. I mean, look at the Nazis had major underground base and tunnels. And when I was at the Himmler Castle in Wedelsburg, underneath that castle where the Hall of the Dead, that's where they were going to rule the world. They were going to try to rule the world from that castle. That was going to be their central location. And it was built on Saxon ground. They say while archaeologists talk about the skulls of the Neanderthal, I believe they were Nephilim that were there in the Old Testament picture of it. So you got really what we would call charged or highly demonized area. Anywhere rituals have been done, like in the Old Testament, anywhere rituals were done, anywhere there were they set up ritual slabs and all of that, if they're doing, satanic rituals and so forth, well, they're drawing the demons, their open gateways. And that's, it's either going to be high up in the, up somewhere high in the groves, as in the Old Testament, or underground, as in Ezekiel 8, is a major part for them. That's a part of their, that's part of the end time stuff. Where are they doing all these things? Well, a lot of it is underground. There's underground bases. There's underground, you think of Greenbrier down there in, I believe, what was that, West Virginia. And
yes.
You think in terms of, here, you can study them, see them. And the Nazis were deeply into the underground issue, and right there where I went down into what's called the Hall of the Dead, Valhalla they called it, and it's a ritual chamber where they had 13 skulls of SS troop leaders that had died that they had demonized. They made them like demonized objects. That's where they would go to do rituals. An old sorcerer named Villigoet was the sorcerer for Himmler and Hitler, and that's where they would summon. And right there in the center of that circular, and people could see it online, Wedelsburg Castle, the Himmler Castle, the Hall of the Dead, we got in there. We weren't permitted to do this, but we got in there. One of the pastors said, go ahead, Russ, and I went down to the center ritual chamber, and I began to unleash prayer, I mean, very loudly. And we prayed in there against everything. I want to tell you something. I felt I had about, I don't know, maybe 300-400 people praying for us that night. It was a ritual night in September years ago. And we went, and that's what we did. We went there. I mean, I've been to many ritual sites that we've been led to. But this one was the place, Butch, where they were, the Nazis guided by, now they called them non-human entities, but you're talking demons, you're talking fallen angels. They were guided by them. And in that guidance, the spirits were to give them, insights on technologies for weaponry and empowerments and guidance and so forth. And they would sit in that ritual chamber, the Hall of the Dead, to meditate or do ritual just so the entities would come and speak to them. And this is something I think an infiltration has started to occur with the OSS. Into the CIA. This is where MK Ultra came from. Mind Control Project.
One more comment. OSS yep. Moved in CIA. Do you think the CIA is still involved in this?
There's no question in my mind that rogue sides of it. I'm not going to say all of it, but the Monarch Project and the MK Ultra that continued subdivided. As a matter of fact, they shifted it to many other places. It's connected to where modern-day remote viewing came from. At Fort Meade, the Project Stargate, that's all known right now. We've engaged military remote viewers and had prayer deliverance with one of them. And I could tell you about the whole story. This is a Fort Bragg individual that knew how to do remote viewing, which really is a modern-day term for astral projection, where a demonic empowerment, a supernatural presence in you can cause you to help lead you out of your body, and in their view, to spy on enemies, to engage things, to have kind of a supernatural help. And that's and again, when you think in terms of Scripture, it's not something new. We can go all the way back to Kings chapter 3. The Moabite king, they were a demon-worshipping tribe. they were fighting Israel, and so the king sends out 700 more soldiers. They're still losing. So he takes his son and does a blood ritual sacrifice, killing his son, so that he can draw powers. Well, then anybody can read the scripture. The Moabite soldiers, after the ritual, went into a frenzy, and that particular battle, Butch, they beat Israel. They had supernatural help. They had empowerment. Well, that's what the Nazis were looking for, and that's where the whole concept of super soldier, were non-human. And that's the whole satanic ritual abuse underworld. Himmler, this is important to talk about, because I've dealt with satanic ritual abuse victims for 40 years, and that's just the tools, the idea of the master race. You all know, everybody knows about, you know, they were going to build a master race. Did you know that Himmler and the entire agenda, he declared it way back then in the 30s, that if they could have but 200 million of these God men, they could not only conquer the whole earth, but rule it for 1,000 years. So their concept of a God man is a spiritually altered, if not hybrid oriented kind of soldier, what? Super soldier.
Wasn't that something like the Nephilim, basically? Same thing?
Well, that's what they were backbreeding to try to become that.
This is enthralling. We know in Ezekiel saw, well, I guess you called they flying saucers. What they've seen were flying saucers in the air and then coming out of the oceans. Are those demonic crafts?
Well, I believe that there's a demonic side, just like, because you got to realize, again, out of the heavenlies, that we know, it's right around us, we just can't see into it. Remember the Old Testament, the one prophet, you know, he had a servant that couldn't see anything, was afraid,
and
he prayed for his eyes to open, and then all of a sudden he sees the whole host of God, the angels. It would be an astounding sight. Well, the reality is the demonic realm is that way. Their goal is to interface with humanity. That's what the Nephilim were all about from Genesis 6 on and Numbers 13 on. A lot of tribes, Amzumis and MMs and so forth, the Old Testament, they were Nephilim. That's why God had to wipe them out, because they were hybrids. They weren't fully human.
We can say that UFOs really, I mean, those things actually exist because they're demonic activity. Would that be a fair statement?
Yeah, I do. I can't tell you whether they're like metal, like a metal bolts and nuts, whatever, but they are something. And it's interesting, they're coming, you know, people see them in the sky. All the sightings, you got millions and millions of people claiming they've seen and engaged, but they all tell you something. They move in and out of dimensions. They move so quick, they move so fast, they're so beyond any kind of, even the best technology that America has. When they have one of these sightings, they just had it here lately, a couple sightings. Well, if they start to track it, these things can go, they can move in any direction. They move like demons and fallen angels move. That's what I'm saying. They move that way, and so whether they are, there's a very important term, too, that we need to know. And this is where we read in the 2 Corinthians, where Satan can masquerade as an angel of light. You know that scripture. He can masquerade as an angel of light. Well, the Greek word, the biblical Greek word for masquerade, is the word metaskizmazetai. It literally means that they can change, completely alter their appearance tactically to bring deception. So you have Satan, the fallen cherub, is able to turn himself to look like a beautiful angel of light. He may have done that in the garden when he came to engage Eve.
That's Bible. I mean, Satan is ministered behind the pulpit, the Bible says.
Well, that's true, too. You know, that's the whole goal. He loves to masquerade that way. You know, he that's how he does it when he has every kind of... When you think in terms of the spirit of Antichrist and false, you know, teachers and prophets out there and so forth, that's that very thing. When they try to act like they're fully Christian and they're not, well, that's what we found in the world of satanic ritual abuse. They are trained. They have spirit... They want spirits to have powers and abilities. They think of themselves as superior to humans, superior to Christians, and listen, Butch, Now, I don't know how deep we'll get into this tonight. You know, I've spent 40 years. I believe there are up to 120 million worldwide individuals who have been bred in that master race program, who have been they've attempted in the conception rituals, birth rituals, the splitting of personality, the altering of DNA, the putting in of demons. They're doing everything they can to change them and turn them in to literally the troops of Antichrist.
We'll get further than that. I would definitely get into that. But I got to ask one more quick question. Admiral Byrd went to the pole supposedly for an attack on what he assumed was going to be Nazi underground encampment, and he got his tail whipped.
Right.
According to the video, Hollow Earth, he was defeated by satanic powers. Is that also a true story?
Well, I would, you know, I can't verify it myself, but it's true to that world. It's true to that underground world, as I'll say that, because we can look at the Old Testament and see how they operated, even how the demonic powers were weaponized. We can look at the whole Nephilim issue and what occurred there in the tribes and so forth. Now, here's something that most Christians, and I'll tell you right now, maybe you've never heard, maybe I've never heard in all these years from the pulpit, a biblical sermon on the troops of Antichrist. Yet we can go to Revelation 19:19, and we read how the beast, the Antichrist, comes out into the field of history with the kings of the earth and the armies, plural. And we read in Revelation 16, guess what happens in Revelation 16? Out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the false prophet, out of the mouth of the beast, Antichrist, come demonic spirits that are so supernatural, that it's a planetary release on a global scale of these demons. That what do? They go to the kings of the earth, the military kings of the earth, and they gather them together for the great day of God Almighty, the day of Armageddon. There is no Armageddon without this planetary release.
What do you suppose these will look like? Would they look like devils or some kind of spatial? How would they know what they are?
Well, I think that they can, again, I do believe they can morph to look like even a human, but in their true visual nature. I mean, I prayed about this years ago, about seeing, I was doing believe this or not, I was doing a deliverance with two other people on a man that claimed to be a Catholic. He used to be a Catholic priest, collar and all that. Well, you know, he was led to the Lord to be saved, but we had to do a deliverance on him because his wife, there was a background of Satanism. In the context of this deliverance, and I'll tell you this story, I can only tell you exactly how it happened. We're in this pretty large room, we're praying, all of a sudden I feel, and it's almost like I can hear something, and Butch, it's as if something entered the room and landed in the room. You could feel it, you could, it's like your hair stood up, I could feel the sense of the ground, you know, felt like the ground moved. I looked over to my friend, I said, do you feel that? And they shook their head, yes. I said, do you sense that? And they were like, yes. It seemed like something was walking towards us, because we were dealing with somebody who was deep into the dark side, revealing stuff. So we stopped to rebuke that and pray and command it out of there. Again, biblically, we got to realize how real these things are. And as much as we can learn from the Old Testament, which is important, we've got to still remember, biblical prophecy tells us there will be more demons, more dark supernatural stuff, more stuff that Satan will do in the end of days than ever in the Old Testament. There'll be more of it, more demonstrative. Even the Antichrist himself, which is most likely hybrid, he's most likely Satan engaging. You know, if Satan is doing every single thing counterfeit to Jesus, think in terms of the incarnation. The Spirit of God touches the womb, you know, in the womb of Mary, a chosen woman, a fully human woman. Look at the genealogy. She was never a part of any of the Nephilim tribes. She has pure human ancestry, DNA, all the way back to Adam. So when the Spirit of God moved on her, God caused, from the Holy Spirit to her female human egg, caused the incarnation. So you have perfect God in human flesh. Now, on the contrast or on the counterfeit, you're going to have the fallen cherub, most likely, cause a conception in a chosen, bloodlined, highly demonized, altered woman to produce the Antichrist.
And do you think that's already happened?
Well, I believe it has. Yeah, I believe he's fully ready. I believe he's without question ready. We haven't seen the unveiling of him yet because the restrainer's here, holding him back. Second Thessalonians
and in your mind, who's the restrainer?
People have asked a lot. I honestly can say that I lean more towards an angelic presence. If it's the Holy Spirit, that's
Michael,
fine.
Perhaps?
Because we have a pronoun. Because in the Bible, it's a pronoun. It's he, the restrainer. He's restraining one singular, like in the book of Revelation chapter 20, one singular angel comes down, seizes Satan, chains him, and throws him to the abyss for 1,000 years. So that's a really good picture of that seizure of him. So it's very easy for us, because the church can be the church. The church is a she in Scripture, the bride.
Right. Right.
We're the bride of Christ, right. We're the body. So when you read in 2 Thessalonians 2, he, the restrainer, so it's a pronoun. So whether we say the Holy Spirit or an angel direct, bottom line is God has put a restrainer until he is taken out. And the word taken out of the way, katalamadra, he's instantly removed because think about the word to restrain, to hold back. The idea there's a superior force without any strain holding back that one particular being, the Antichrist. He's holding him back because everything centers on him. The whole New World Order, even the false prophet, we read in Revelation 13, a few verses down. Now, in Revelation 13, and all through the book of Revelation, the Antichrist is called, we know he's called the little horn, the man of sin, so forth, the son of perdition, but he's there in the biblical Greek of the New Testament, and this is important, we read it in English as the beast. He's called the beast. And then a second beast comes up. Literally, he comes up from under the ground, so he's probably hidden. Revelation 13, anybody can look there and read. He's called the same thing, but it's the biblical Greek word is Therion. Any tracking of that biblical Greek word, even to the Old Testament Septuagint, means a violent, bestial, tearing, ripping, violent, destructive being. But yet we know that the Antichrist will somewhat, he's called the man of sin. So we have him as a man, but he's also listed as the word beast is always referring to an animalistic thing. So I'm just saying, and especially out of Daniel, it refers to his eyes being strange.
All right, don't lose that thought. Hang on through the break, Russ. Don't lose that thought. Folks, next half hour, we'll take phone calls, like I promised, at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Don't go away.
Satan's army roams the land. Souls of fallen man.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Strobel Foods, the only Strobel food manufacturer, has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to NeMana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, NeMana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
In here. We've got a lot more to talk about in only half hour, though, and the phone lines are open at 844-769-2944. Now, I will say this, we'll move on. Whatever the outcome of tonight's election is, you better believe that Satan's going to be working behind the scenes. Either way, he hasn't went away, folks. I mean, who do you think divide the nation? Who do you think is instigating the hatred and the bitterness? Well, we know it's run by people, but who do you think behind that? Think about it. They're all in two worldviews. It's either the humanistic or satanic worldview, or it's godly. There's only two worldviews. I happen to know that God is not sending a spirit of hatred to divide the nation. He sends unity. Satan's dividing us, folks, and he's doing a pretty good job of it. Now, back to the rest of Israel. Russ, you were saying about the eyes.
Well, in the Old Testament, we read in Daniel where we have a major, 2,600 years ago, God's already given insight concerning the Antichrist in that fourth final kingdom, because it's so immense. There's more profiling on the Antichrist than anybody else in Scripture except Jesus. There's a reason for that, because when he does have his unveiling to the world, we're talking the last 7 years of human history. We're talking some calculated for three billion or more dying in less than a 6 year period. When you look at the red horse, the white horse, red horse, pale black horse, pale green horse, that, don't just think about the colors. I mean, that's just prophecy in dramatic pictorial form. It's the content. It's the release of the Antichrist, the conqueror. He's been on conquest. Then you have the red horse. I've never in 45 years heard a sermon from a pulpit on the red horse. Here's what the content is. Here's the prophecy. All of a sudden, instantaneously on the earth, there is a release. Somehow there is a global, on the whole earth, a bloodshed, a blood killing, a slaughtering. And it's, again, a biblical Greek word is not directly for war. It's the Greek word savadzo, meaning it's used in biblical Greek time as of animal butchery or animal ritual sacrifice. So when you read about this massive bloodshed that's going to be released, I believe very clearly once the release of the Antichrist occurs, he releases the chaos. He releases the chaos that eliminates people, that gets the resistors out of the way, then the black horse prophecy content. Then you'll have the global collapse of the economy, global collapse of the food chain. Then you move to the pale green horse, one-fourth of mankind being gone. God even shows us there's four ways in which that occurs. The warfare, actual real warfare breaks out. The famines, pestilence occurs. And the fourth one, we read in English, and the beasts of the earth. Those four particular avenues, they're responsible for the slaughter on a global level of hundreds of millions. Some calculate up to 3 billion will die. Now, Butch, when we read in English, read war, pestilence, famine, and then the beasts of the earth. Same Greek word, therion. So I'm saying that we if you look at Revelation 19:19 and see the troops of Antichrist that are going to come to make war on the rider of the white horse, they're going to raise their weapons into the sky. They're trying to stop his descent in Revelation 19. Jesus is descending down. They're on the ground pointing the weapons upward. He comes to judge and make war. It's an incredible picture, and you and I, we're pictured in it in verses 11 through 14. The redeemed are dressed in white. We're descending with Jesus.
Yes,
we're
yes.
called his armies. And so praise God for that, but he does all the warfare. He annihilates them, obviously, in, you know, instantly as he's descending. But here's the picture of Armageddon. They're the designers of it. It'll be the largest military but altered, satanic, demonically, inspired, if not Nephilim involved, altered humans as satanic super soldiers, obviously. We read in Revelation 19, verse 20 and 21, they all took the mark of the beast. They worshiped the image of the beast. So here they are, here in the near future, the largest military system in human history, probably the most powerful weapons ever with demonic inspiration to build those weapons, will be gathered around Jerusalem, around Israel, aiming those weapons into the sky. Now, whether Satan was speaking through Himmler or not, Himmler was saying they want 200 million super soldiers. They called them godmen, hybrid altered beings. It's very important for us to understand. I mean, anybody doing any study on the Nazi war and so forth, they know we now they realize completely the occult satanic side. But when you take a look at the what's called Lebensborn, which is the secret birthing centers to create godmen, they wanted to take Germans who had Aryan blood, make them mate with other women that had Aryan blood so they can backbreed. Himmler was a breeder. He understood the principle. They wanted to backbreed plus add in satanic rituals to try to create godmen. That's just plain simple history. Whether you want to believe, anybody wants to believe the supernatural side, I mean, I do. I know what they were after. They were there to do that. Modern-day satanic ritual abuse worldwide right now, whether it's Australia, New Zealand, Canada, every state in the United States, Scotland, England, Germany, in every place I've just mentioned, plus more, they have. We're now at about 120 million cases, anywhere from 5-year-olds all the way up to 75-year-olds that have been put through rituals, put through, you know, all the traumatization, demonized, programmed to be a part of this thing. It's astounding.
This may be a loaded question. Can you name some of them that you think may be part of that?
I've worked with hundreds of them over the years for deliverance to get them out.
Those that we may all know from their position right now in the world.
I can honestly say I don't know. I mean, I don't know anybody in politics right now that would be. I can't claim them to be one. Some people, were trying to say Obama was, but I would have to be around them to see them, because in a satanic, virtually abused super soldier, there's certain things that, you know, God has guided me to engage them for 40 years, and to deal with them. So there's certain characteristics they have. They're highly demonized. You got to think of them as not just possessed. They have the powers because they want the supernatural aid. Just like the king, the Moabite king that summoned demons to come down on his soldiers. It was a weaponization principle. That's the picture we have to understand when it comes to the entire New World Order is not a secular thing. The whole New World Order is a completely demonized thing from one end to the other. The mark of the beast,
yes,
all
I
that. You have to be completely in with it. So when you think of the soldiers who are going to, the Red Horse Prophets, they're going to be triggered to be released to create all this massive global bloodshed to eliminate people and so forth. Well, then the collapse again of the economy and all world economy. Nobody's going to have to guess at this. When the Antichrist, when the restrainer is removed, taken out, the Antichrist will release instantaneous. But the first thing he'll do, as we've read all, as we've heard all these years, the chaos before the new order. He will unleash a chaos on a global scale that has to bring down everything so he can then, in a real sense, come as the savior to the world. He's going to come as the, here I am to save the day. I'm going to bring peace. You know, we read peace, peace, but there is no peace. Well, he comes to try to bring that. As, you know, he even makes a covenant with Israel. So he is the most deceptive. He will come to be the instead of Christ. He's going to come to be. He's going to try to be the savior of the world in the sense. But it's all a setup, because even when he goes to the temple to declare himself God, we read about it again in 2 Thessalonians 2, that's not the ultimate goal. What everybody needs to understand is the ultimate goal of all of this is for them to get to Revelation 19:19. It's the ultimate fulfillment.
Go ahead. You finish that statement. Go ahead.
Well, it's the ultimate fulfillment of Psalm chapter 2. Why do the, you know, look what the peoples, the nations, and the kings of the earth, they're going to make their stand against the Lord and the Lord's Christ. Who is that? That's a prophecy from 3,000 years ago that will ultimately be fulfilled when they make their stand in and around Israel, Jerusalem, and they raise their weapons into the sky as Jesus visibly, physically is descending the second coming. They're there to stop him. That's what the whole thing is. All of this leads to that point because Satan knows prophecy. Look at Revelation 20. He's going to be seized and thrown. It's all going to end. When Christ comes, he's going to annihilate that. And that's our Absolutely. That's our victory. That's why there's the four hallelujahs in Revelation 19. Four times massive hallelujah. It's all a massive celebration as we then are descending with Jesus. Obviously glorified in our immortal bodies, and yet we don't even do the fighting. He does. He's the one that comes to make war.
We're just with him. We are honored to be with him. Make a quick comment here, then we get to a phone call. Years ago, I haven't been on radio more than 2 or 3 years, and I interviewed an ex-witch. Now, this lady was for real. She was elderly then. I'm sure she's long gone now. But she was born again and exposed the other side, we'll say, the demonic side.
Sure.
She said that she actually had powers, that she could pin a man against the wall, literally pick him up, put him against the wall without touching him. And those powers are for real, are they not?
Well, I've seen that. Yeah, there's no question when any human being opens up and they, you got to remember, like when the power of God came on Samson, was he not increased in strength? Wasn't able to be an incredible fighter. The power of God came on him and enhanced him. So when the other side is looking for demons to enhance them, I know we see people possessed and they fall to the ground and they growl and do all that and demons screech and whatever. That's real. But they're also the side where sorcerers and maguses and so forth, they want powers for abilities. That's the whole trick they did with U.S. military and by the way, Russian military and others to try to get them to move into remote viewing. You know, Ed Dames and all those guys in remote viewing, they've admitted that the help comes from the heavenly realm. They call it the Akashic Records, the second heavenlies. They got help, a supernatural or non-human help aids them to go out of their body and do this supernatural, like, or this ability to see. Well, the problem is, they don't realize, just like the Nazis, they've grabbed hold of a masqueraded fake. The dark side will give you, you know, that's what he tried to do with Jesus in Matthew 4, offer him all the kingdoms. The dark side, Satan will come to offer things and give things and do all kinds of stuff. But again, once the mask comes off, you know, you're engaged then with, you know, the dirty, grimy, unclean demons, you know, then you realize, what happened to you. Satan entered into him and he went out and betrayed Christ. Well, the Antichrist is something totally different. That's all coming. That's why we see all this hellish fighting, violence. Jesus was very clear in Matthew 24 about the iniquity, the increase of this wickedness.
And warfare, yes.
Oh, yeah. So yeah, the church has to come, but here's what we do. Sure.
Go ahead. You go ahead.
Well, one thing we need to do is the body of Christ, if we come up to speed, everything God gives us, the authority, Christ himself, the blood of the Lamb, the word of God, if we put on the armor of God, everything we have is far superior to anything Satan brings. So once again, no matter what hell brings, no matter what Satan brings, in Christ, with all the things he gives us and equips us with, we are still superior, and that's how we have to, you know, we have to learn to be, every Christian has to learn that he's given you authority, Luke 10:19. You're to put on the armor of God, Ephesians 6. You're to, you know, and be filled with the word of God, 1 John 2:14, to overcome the evil one. You are to quote the word of God in the context of spiritual warfare at times. You're to give praise, and praise and worship gives a real sense of power, and we have the ability to order demons to get out of a person. I believe you can order demons to get off of an object, demonized objects, but then you need to burn the objects, just like Josiah in the Old Testament. He destroyed all those ritual demonized, you know, ritual spots and all those slabs and all those things. He all those objects and idols. Those need to be destroyed because they're demonized. They have what we call charged. They have power on them. They're the power of demons.
All right, let's take a quick phone call. Let's go to Mick in New Mexico. Mick, come on in.
Hey, Butch.
Hey.
I'm going to ask you a question here. Let's see if he knows who is Israel today.
Well, I can tell you what I believe. Romans chapter 11, enemies of the gospel, but there's an election, there's a work that God is doing towards the end of history, and I do believe God's going to do a work, and Jesus is coming to Jerusalem.
Now, where's New Jerusalem? It's not there, because that place is cursed for all time. Jesus cursed that place. But people keep forgetting that. Don't overread something that ain't there true. Okay?
All right, Mick, I agree with you that we are Israel. We are. I agree with that.
Yeah.
Caucasian race.
There's another word. He keeps using Saxons. What does that name come from?
Okay.
Oh, you don't know, huh? It comes the word Isaac. These are the sons of Isaac. That's who we are.
Isaac, okay.
And those people were Israel, are Esau, Edomites, and Canaanites, and cursed Jews. They're the ones that use Kabbalah.
Okay, well, I don't disagree with you. We're on a different topic than that. We're trying to discuss the demonic powers in the world. But yeah, I agree that we are Israel. I know that,
Yes. Now here, I'll tell you a story here. Ask God where the heck these bronze altars come from. He said inside the earth.
Yeah, that's what he said. Yes, they do. They do.
No, he showed me that long time ago, because I kept saying it's weird junk. I didn't want to see them.
Yeah.
But do you have to let it open up a portal? One, a nuclear bomb, an atom bomb. Or, like what L. Ron Hubbard and Jack Parson did there in Roswell.
Yeah, that's a good point. Good point. Makes another question. Make a guy jump. A good question is brought up. Is it possible then, seriously, Russ, that portals can be opened with maybe atomic bombs, or even that new device you're using now, where they're going to smash atoms and it's going to open up a different dimension?
Yeah, that's CERN, the super collider,
CERN, called the Atlas.
Well, I was just there a couple of years ago. I was there in Switzerland talking to a physicist. I went into CERN, and I agree that technology could be used to open portals. Now, Mick was correct on the Jack Parsons, the Babylon working. Now, the Babylon working in the Mojave Desert that this rocket scientist, you know, making the rocket fuel and rockets, American scientist was out. He was a high-level Satanist, deep into the darkest of rituals. If you've ever read Jack Parsons, the actual ritual he did in the Mojave Desert, it was to create a hybrid human. The whole goal of Jack Parsons and that Mojave Desert Babylon working was to create a hybrid human. Now, when you go to Aleister Crowley, it's called the Amalantra working. When he summoned an entity, the people gathered there. They all felt that they saw it come through a porthole, and you see the picture of it. It's online called LAM, L-A-M. And the picture of it looks like what a modern-day alien gray, what they call them the grays, look like, big eyeballs, big head, big eyeballs. And that, and I believe that was a powerful particular kind of demon that came through. He did that Amalantra working also in New York. Aleister Crowley did. Crowley was deep into the blood sacrifice, human sacrifice side of things too, and he did this massive ritual that opened gateways, and so did Jack Parsons out in Mojave Desert open the gateways to try to create a hybrid human. And in that ritual, and in Jack Parsons' readings, not only did he believe that he was allowing that dark, dark demonic spirit stuff to come through, he believed, this is Jack Parsons, he believed all Christians should be killed, be wiped out.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm reading that. Let's go to another call. Let's go to Jan in Iowa. Jan, come on in.
Good evening, Pastor.
Good evening.
I have a question. Does he have a website? Does he have
ShatterTheDarkness.net.
You're going to give us all that information at the end?
Yeah.
You got it right now. You got a pen handy? It's ShatterTheDarkness.net. What material do you have to offer, Russ?
Yeah, you can go to ShatterTheDarkness.net, and you'll see where it says free training courses. Hundreds of, like I taught local here at Bible school, hundreds of hours of lectures, teachings on spiritual warfare, on all that we're talking about. I've literally put up hundreds of hours and courses, and it's all free. Now, there's some book stuff and things like that you can take a look at, but I want you to know, for training purposes, hundreds of hours of training, MP3s, you just go there, you can get them all, download them. People, there's over 1,000 plus a few thousands of radio archives, but training material on spiritual warfare and everything we're talking about, there are literally hundreds of hours you can download free and listen to. And just go ShatterTheDarkness.net.
Okay. There you go, Jan.
Thank you. And how did
you're
how
welcome.
We do
thanks
on,
for coming.
How did,
yes.
Bill do on his election?
He didn't do very well. He didn't win. He didn't do very well, but he's satisfied. He did all he could do.
He did all he could do. That's all we can think of. All
right.
Thanks, guys.
That's all I can think of.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Jan.
Bye-bye.
We're down about the last 4 or 5 minutes here, Russ. This has went by so fast and so quickly. And I truly enjoy your teachings. They really are interesting. And some understand, some I do not. I'm still learning. I know I'm older than you are, but I'm still learning a lot of this. And I'm praying that Father give me inside knowledge to what's going on in my spirit so I can teach others. This lesson I'm going to teach this weekend, Russ, I think is so important because we're coming down to the point that if we don't know who we are in Christ, we're going to be defeated without even putting up a fight. And the teaching is going to be entitled Our Heritage and Duties in Christ. And if we know who we are in Christ, if we know that we are part of His kingdom right now, if we know that we've been endowed with powers from on high in Acts chapter 1, it's taught us in other places. If we know that, and we're willing to step out on faith and take a stand against these demonic powers and oppose evil, no matter where it may be, no matter where it comes from, we can make a difference. Maybe we can't save the nation. That's probably too late. But we can make a difference in somebody's lives, can't we?
Absolutely. That's the whole point. You're absolutely right. I think that's important to know right now because, if this thing does go the opposite way and things get darker here and more oppressive, don't forget, because I've been to other parts of the world where it's very oppressive. I wouldn't want to live in Iran. I'd never want to live in North Korea. But you've got Christians there and you've got missionaries there. So I'm just saying again, and look at Daniel when he lived in Babylon. And look again, God is with us no matter what. Jesus said, I'll be with you always to the very end of the age. So we've got to be able to stand up, and we need everything God has. And all that God gives us in Christ, all the promises in Scripture are ours in Christ. We have such superior spiritual strength, empowerment, let alone God Almighty backing us. If God be for us, who can be against us? That's true. Just like David went after Goliath, we have to have that same kind of spiritual boldness in Christ.
Amen.
To, to go out to win souls, to go against radical evil, and to continue to stand and fight, and to live the joy of the Lord too. In all of this, no matter what I've seen, you still live the joy of the Lord, and I'm looking forward to Him coming. And there will be a day we're out of here, but until then, let's fight like heaven.
Well, let me ask you, we're about 3 minutes or less. I'm going to ask you a question. This is a personal question. Have you ever been frightened when you confronted these devils?
There's been a few times in the beginning because it's so weird, and you could feel the presence. It's like being around a bonfire. You can feel heat coming. When you have a fully, you know, powerful demon manifest and literally look through somebody's eyes at you and begin to speak to you through their mouth, it's kind of, you know, you can kind of feel a fear. They want you to be afraid. And it's also bizarre. It's weird, but it's just a weird thing to see. But once you say stop, or in Jesus' name, or you begin to respond. So I always tell people, you know, stand your ground, respond, you know, immediately. Don't give it time to do anything. Don't give it time to sit around. Don't sit around and talk. You're not here to have a cup of tea with a demon. You're here to command it out. You're here to engage it. And the authority of Jesus given to you is so immense. This is why they scream going out. This is why they screech going out. It strikes them. It's real. So when we command with that vocal, you know, the Spirit of God's in us, we have authority, and we command in Jesus, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, shut up. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, get out. I command you to leave this body, and you will not come back. You order them, and that's they know who Jesus is.
Amen.
And when that authority strikes, there's nothing they can do. And sometimes it's over in 15 seconds. Sometimes it takes a few minutes. Depends on how much a person opened up to. Most people, if they have one demon, they have more than just one. So like Legion and Mark 5, command them all out. You're there to command everything out of them, and then immediately lead that person to Jesus.
Okay, and where do these demons go? They cannot dwell in a non-living entity, so to speak, like the hogs. They went into the hogs, and the hogs killed themselves.
Right.
Where did they go?
Well, two things I'll say this. In Scripture we see, and it's in reality, they fear the abyss. They don't want to be sent to the abyss. Because I brought that up before in the middle of deliverance just to see. They know what it is. When Jesus commanded them out in every single case,
about 40 seconds.
He commanded them out. Think in terms of a jail cell. You're commanding them to go back into their realm. They leave a person's body, they go back into their realm, they no longer have legal rights, they have to go all over again to try to get into somebody else. So they've been pushed back to the other side.
Okay, all right, that's powerful teaching. Rusty, this is our flat out time. I'm going to call you after the program just for a second, but thank you so much.
Sure.
God bless you, all sir, right. And know that we're here if you need us, okay?
Thank you. Thank you, Bush. Blessings. Love you guys. Bye-bye.
Okay. Folks, I'll see you in the office tomorrow between 9 and 4. I hope you call and talk to us. Let's face this battle with the Spirit of Christ in us and not be afraid of the truth. Let's stand firm. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.